The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good afternoon, everybody. It's currently a little bit after 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern on April Fool's Day here, April 1st, 2024. Just recapping today, we had two matches in the LEC. We had an interesting back-and-forth match in the LEC between, who was it? It was G2 and Mad Lions ended up being just a 2-0 for G2, or G2 and Fnatic, I'm sorry, ended up just being a 2-0 for G2. G2 or Wagon. Look, I think the price was right to get involved there, but G2 just completely steamrolled both these games. We didn't really have a shot, honestly. Vitality against BDS ended up being a lot more interesting. BDS ended up getting the reverse sweep after Vitality took game one. Pretty good series overall. I thought Vitality was in great shape in game three. They were up like 5K very early on, like sub 20 minutes. And just kind of bungled this one. I thought they had a better scaling composition as well. I guess that's up for debate against the Hui and Zeri. But really, Nuke just had an incredible series. He went absolutely nuts on the way in game three. He had a great Azir game, even though the scoreline wasn't particularly good. He was excellent today. I thought he ended up having the clutch play and winning them this series. LPL, Weibo, Invictus go down, or Weibo win the first two games, Invictus bring it all the way back to a game five, and ended up losing game five. This was a kind of exactly what you'd expect from these two teams this morning. It was an absolute shit show of a series. One of those series where I'm not entirely sure anybody really won, but I mean, it was entertaining. It was an entertaining match. It wasn't like, I don't mean to like shit talk too hard on these teams, but we did see both junglers for Invictus, which was a little weird. I know I didn't even mention that going into this weekend about, because I recorded the show, before lineups were out, because I was 2 days ahead of time on the LPL slate. But Tianzhen actually got the first game for Invictus in this series. I don't know if this was just a... like, they tried the Rengar out in game one. I'm not sure if that was, like, the reason that they started him or if it was a champion pool issue. But he played the first two games in this series before they brought Leyen in. Leyen's Nidalee did Leyen Nidalee things in the third game. And, you know, they kind of brought it back. It kind of makes you wonder if they should have been starting him the whole time. He's a much, much better player than Tianzhen is. Leon's literally one of the best junglers in this league. People just hate him because he plays Nidalee, and I don't understand what the deal is with that, but whatever. Leon's a very, very good jungler. He's a top five jungler in the league, and I don't understand why Invictus weren't playing him. Maybe it was a champ pool issue. Maybe it was a benching. I have no idea. It was just bizarre. Anyway, that was an interesting series. Moving on to Tuesday morning, we have another LPL match. The next round in the play, the next day in round two here, we have Ninjas in Pajamas, -200 on the money line, -1.5 set, +102, the -2.5 set, +308 against Team WE, +162 on the money line, +1.5 set, -123, +2.5 set, -407, -1.5 set, +303, -2.5 set, +842. NIP 10-3 straight up as favorites. 7-6 against the map spread, though. WE 1-5 as dogs, 3-3 against the map spread. So WE looked really, really good in their last match, albeit against OMG, who I think are much worse than NIP. But what's interesting about this is, like, Ninjas in Pajamas are a very, very good team, but I just don't think they're to be trusted as a big favorite. The question is, how big a favorite is? You know, how big do we want to call being a big favorite in a best of five series? Because really, the current market price is actually not that big a favorite in a best of five. Somebody hit this really hard, by the way. I meant to mention that. Like, this opened up yesterday around -270, +200, and somebody absolutely hammered Team WE down to the current market price. Not like a ridiculous amount of money, but this got hit pretty hard pretty quickly. I kind of regret not at least releasing that I was going to pick it and then doing the write-up later because I wanted to get involved with WE at a better price. I ended up playing it at that. I ended up getting plus 192, but for the purposes of this article, I don't like to, and this podcast, I try not to release numbers that aren't there anymore to the best of my ability because it's bullshit and it's dumb. I also, for the record, of my P&L, like my public P&L, I only track the stuff that I release via picks. So I'm not, it's transparent. I'm not doing anything. I just want to let you know that I did play this at a better number. You could have had a better number. It feels a little bad playing at a worse number, but I still think it's worth a play here. Reality of the situation in this match is that I think Ninjas in Pajamas are just not to be trusted. Like, they finished, I'll admit, like, their numbers are kind of warped from being, they got absolutely whooped by Billy Billy and Top Esports for the final two matches. But before that, the six-game winning streak they went on was against TT, RNG, and Rare Atoms. So, like, I don't know how much weight you want to put into any of that. Like, I just don't think they're, like, they're a very up-and-down team. And of the good teams, of the playoff teams, they actually have some of the worst overall performance grades against other playoff teams this season. The last time they beat another playoff team was back in week four against LNG, who they beat 2-1. And LNG back then was a lot worse. And before that, you have to go all the way back before the Lunar New Year break. Now, they had a really, really tough opening schedule where they played most of these playoff teams. But the fact that you have to go all the way back to then to find them beating a playoff team, I think is illuminating. And they haven't been particularly competitive against most of these playoff teams either. So, like, even after the Lunar New Year break. So, you know, for all the issues that Team WE showed kind of in the second half, they kind of, like, they looked like they were peaking and then they fell off a cliff. They looked a lot better in their last match against ONG. They looked much more like themselves. I think the way they play the game is very, very good against NIP because NIP make a lot of mistakes in transition and WE are much more of like a, they can show up tempo looks, but they're much more of a control style team where they want to just, you know, play it cool, scale up and play that way. And that can kind of prey on other teams making mistakes. So I actually, even at the current market price, I still think WE is the play in this contest. I played WE plus 1.5 maps at minus 123 for one unit. WE Moneyline plus 171 at point or for half a unit. WE minus 1.5 maps at plus 303 for 0.1 units. And Team WE minus 2.5 maps at plus 842 for 0.1 units. So the idea being here, if they get two games in this match, then we're covered. We win no matter what. The rest is gravy after that. So I didn't play any derivatives in this. The market or the model actually liked kill total unders quite a bit here because WE are an under team, but we've seen a general uptick in kills in general, so I didn't really want to mess with that. Two matches in the LEC as well. Tomorrow we have SK Gaming plus 108 on the money line, plus 1.5 at minus 291, minus 1.5 at plus 313 against Team Heretics minus 131 on the money line, minus 1.5 mass at plus 229, plus 1.5 at minus 415. So, really, what's interesting about this matchup is I think Heretics have looked a lot better recently, but SK Gaming have, like, similar, if not better, overall metrics if you look at just, like, the full season portfolio. Heretics also kind of got smashed in their last match. I don't know. It was, like, it looked a lot, it, like, visually it looked closer than it actually was. Like, it felt closer watching it than the numbers said, so I was maybe a little bit off on that. I really think this is actually pretty close to a fair price. Like, when you factor in that SK are going to have choice for this match, I think this actually gets this to about market. Like, qualitatively, I think I've liked Heretics quite a bit more. And I think if they were onside, I probably would have laid the minus 131 with them. But I think giving SK choice makes this close enough to market value that, like, I don't really want to get involved with it all that much. So I think this is actually a pretty fair price. The models like the kill total unders, but the way SK Gaming have been playing the past few weeks, I don't know if I want to mess with that. They're just full sending everything all the time, so I'm just going to pass on that front. Anybody that has access to neutral objective props, most of the market making books or the bigger players aren't offering any of these right now. But if you have access to somewhere with like tower total props, the under 12.5 towers looks like an excellent play in this match. These two eclipse that total or that total in a combined 30.7% of their matches. So And I've seen a couple of the square shops floating minus 120. So if you have access to that, that's something that I'd be interested in. But I did not play anything in this match myself. And last but not least, we have Giant X plus 179 on the money line, plus 1.5 minus 192, minus 1.5 plus 487 against Mad Lions Coy, minus 222 on the money line, minus 1.5 plus 156. Mad Lions Coy, 6-4 is favorites, which isn't all that inspiring. Giant X, 7-12 is dogs, 0-3 against the map spread is dogs. I know Mad Lions have come back down to earth quite a bit in this contest, like just in this spring season, but I have no idea why this price is this short. I really don't. I made this, I mean, the model made it minus 336. You make an adjustment for side choice. This is still north of minus 275, and you can get minus 222 on it. So I played Mad Lions minus 222 for two units on the money line, and Mad Lions minus 1.5 maps at plus 156 for half a unit. Really, if Mad Lions were offside, or were onside, I would restake this. I'd play it a different way. I'd play Mad Lions. I would just play straight up Mad Lions on the map sweep for plus 156 for a full unit. But because they're offside, I'm going to play the money line more heavily. Just risk tolerance, I guess. Like I don't like sweeps offside if I can help it, because it means they're going to have to win two offside in a row, which is a little bit more difficult. So I'm preferring the money line here. Giant X have just looked like dog shit, and Mad Lions, I know they've come down to earth, but like they're still a full tier, like a full tier better than this team, like pretty cleanly. And I think in a best of three, they'll get it done. They might drop a game. It wouldn't shock me, but I think they get it done here. This is probably a 2-0. I just want a little bit of insurance, I guess. So yeah, that's all for me today. I'll be back tomorrow with I believe we have an LPL match, if I remember correctly. Let me take a look here so I'm not talking out of my ass. We do. We have LNG. It'll be LNG against Weibo on Wednesday morning, and I'll be back with that. So until then, good luck and enjoy your day.